Are you on the Yes Express? Recently, I had an opportunity to meet Jack Canfield. Jack Canfield is the famous author of the Chicken Soup for the Soul book series. He's also a multimillionaire, star of the movie The Secret, and author of numerous other books on success. Jack is practically a household name. Jack and Pamela Bruner, my coach, are co-authoring a book on using tapping for success to be published by Hay House this spring in 2012. So Pamela asked for several volunteers who've been working with their program to come into the recording studio and be recorded for their upcoming DVD to be released with a book. The moment I heard about this offer, I knew I had to be part of it. I didn't know why, and it didn't make sense, but I didn't care. My intuition told me to go. Those of you who've been around me for a while know I always trust my intuition. Many times in business, you'll be guided to do things that don't make any sense, that seem to be difficult, that may be challenging, and yet you know they are there, they are the right thing to do. Things like getting an assistant for your team, hiring a mentor, taking a trip, going to an event, purchasing a training, signing on with a new software system or service. Trusting and taking action upon your intuition can be a challenge at times because to the logical mind it doesn't make sense. And here's another point with following your intuition. It doesn't make sense to other people, and sometimes not even to you. That's okay. They're not walking in your shoes. They don't have your experiences. They don't know the dreams in your heart. When I shared my interest in doing this, several people questioned me, "Why would you go all the way to L.A.?" One said, "I wouldn't fly all the way there just for that," another said. I ignored them. I knew inside my being it was the right thing. I live in South Florida, and the studio is in Los Angeles, California, clear across the country. In order to do this, I had to fly on Valentine's Day to L.A. and then home the next day. It would be an arduous and expensive trip. Here's the thing. While I don't understand all the reasons why this was important for me at this point in time, here are some of the reasons that I could see. Number one, Jack Canfield. I got to meet him in person, have lunch with him, laugh with him, experience being around him. Before you think this is not such a big deal, let me explain to you why, in energetic terms, this is a big deal. You see, when you have a dream in your life about where you want to go and how you want to live, it is essential to surround yourself with people who are where you want to go. Hang out with people who have blazed the trail before you. Hang on. Sorry. Number two, Pamela Bruner. I got to hang out with a favorite person of mine all day to be around her energy. I got to watch as she creates her dream right before my eyes, so beautifully and so successfully. If you want to birth your own dreams, be around others who are birthing theirs. Three, Hay House. I got to energetically connect with my favorite publishing house in a whole different way. I love Hay House. I love what they put out, their programs, their books, their authors. I love what they represent. To be able to be part of something like that was magnificent. If you want to create something in your life, you must energetically connect to it first. Number four, big opportunity. I got to be part of this incredible new program. This DVD and book program is going to be an amazing success, and it is going to help many people transform their thinking so that they can take the actions they need to take to create their dreams. This was not an opportunity I was willing to say no, it's too inconvenient to. When an opportunity shows up, say yes. Number five, recording success. When I'm ready to create a recording myself, I'll have firsthand experience of what going into a DVD recording studio looks and feels like. When you experience something visually, physically, auditorially, and energetically, you have a very powerful knowing to connect with in then creating that for yourself. Getting an experience in your body viscerally helps you create what you want much more quickly. Number 6, name recognition. In business, name and brand recognition is essential. When you first begin, you must connect with mentors who have gone before you. When you work with a mentor, you align your energy with theirs and your work with their work because you learn from them. Your mentor's connections become your connections. This is a fun and important piece of growing your business. So here are some questions for you to ponder. What are you saying yes to in your life? And more important, what do you need to say yes to in your life? What is your intuition telling you to say yes to and you're not listening? Are you willing to let go of your fear and trust your gut? If so, then take one action today to anchor it in your being. Step out in trust and follow your intuitive guidance. Do it now. You'll be so glad that you did. Even if you don't understand where your intuition is guiding you, if you want to have your dreams become manifested into reality, then you must learn to fully trust your intuition, because that is the way your path unfolds, one step at a time. So get going, Divine One. Your world is waiting for you. Have a wonderful day. This is Reverend Ann Preswell of DivinelyIntuitiveBusiness.com. Now go get your divine on.